applauding or heckling. What audiences do? If, like me, you spent your spare time last month watching the Winter Olympics, you'll know how exciting it was. I enjoyed everything about it. When I wasn't watching the events or admiring the fabulous scenery, I was looking at the spectators as they cheered for their country's sportsmen and women. This post looks at the language we use to describe the behaviour of people who've come together to watch a sports event or an occasion such as a play or concert. Let's start with words for the group itself. People who are watching a film or play or listening to a concert or speech are generally referred to as the audience. Those watching a sports game or outdoor event are spectators. Both can also be referred to as a crowd. For example, everyone in the audience stood up and cheered. The event was watched by over 40,000 spectators. The crowd roared as he walked on stage. So what do audiences and spectators do? When they hit their hands together repeatedly to make a sound that shows their enjoyment or approval, we say they clap or slightly more formally applaud. For example, the audience clapped politely. We applauded enthusiastically after each song. The noun related to applaud is applause, and there are a few useful collocations with this word. A short period of clapping is often called a round of applause. We say that a person or their comments are greeted with or met with applause. Rapturous or thunderous applause is extremely loud and enthusiastic. For example, ladies and gentlemen, could we please have a round of applause for all our speakers today? He was greeted with polite applause. She walked onto the field to rapturous applause. Her comments were met with thunderous applause. A formal word for applause is ovation. It's usually used in the phrase standing ovation, meaning an occasion when an audience stands up and claps in order to show that they are extremely pleased with a performance or speech. For example, he was given a standing ovation for his performance. Of course, audiences and spectators don't always show approval. If a person in a crowd heckles or heckles a performer or speaker, they interrupt them by shouting negative remarks or questions. And someone who boos or boos a performer or speaker shows their strong disapproval or dislike by making a loud, low boo sound. For example, he was briefly heckled by a woman who shouted, "Shame on you." Fans started booing whenever he got the ball. There are a few nice idioms on this theme. If people watching a performance or sporting event, etc., are on the edge of their seats, they are very excited and giving all their attention to what they're watching. For example, the last 5 minutes of the match was so tense, we were on the edge of our seats. If the audience in a theatre or concert hall are silent because they are completely focused on what they are watching or listening to, you might say that you could hear a pin drop. For example, from the moment she came on stage, you could hear a pin drop. If you say of a performance or occasion, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, you mean a lot of people were emotional and crying in response to what they heard or saw. For example, by the time she'd finished the song, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. That concludes my post on audiences and spectators. I hope you picked up a word or two.